USA Radio News.
An Illinois congresswoman is working on a bill to cut federal funding from school districts that are continuing to impose mask and vaccine mandates. Representative Mary Miller spoke to Newsmax.
In Illinois, we've got a picture of Governor Pritzker with the students without a mask on, and he's forcing these kids to be masked. A judge just ruled that he cannot continue with this in Illinois. I'm vigorously opposed to what they're doing to our students, which is why I propose these recent bills.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is facing pressure to lift federal COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates after several Democratic-led states announced they'll begin rolling back restrictions. The Daily Mail reported the Democratic governors of California, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon all announced plans to lift mask mandates indoors and or in schools later this month or next. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
When it comes to returning to the workforce, men outnumber women.
Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing his own party. McConnell spoke out about the Republican National Committee's censure of two House GOP lawmakers investigating what he calls the violent insurrection on January 6, 2021. McConnell said it's not the party's job to decide whom to support. The RNC last week took a voice vote to approve censuring Representatives Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic has led to a smaller bundle of joy in terms of an expected baby bust.
Births in the United States didn't fall as much as expected due to the pandemic, according to CDC data. The United States saw roughly 7,000 fewer births through the first 9 months of 2021 compared with the same period the year prior, according to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics. The numbers reflect conceptions that occurred roughly from April through December 2020, a period that includes the first part of last winter's COVID-19 case surge, which started in October 2020 and waned by February 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senator Marsha Blackburn sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services on Tuesday expressing what she called grave concerns about the department's program that could reportedly use taxpayer money to distribute crack pipes to drug addicts. The Washington Beacon initially reported on the program, noting the department would prioritize applicants in underserved communities as defined under one of President Biden's executive orders. An HHS spokesperson reportedly told the Beacon the grants would fund smoking kits with pipes for users to smoke crystal meth, crack cocaine, and any illicit substances. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.